Changing the game: the shadow board approach to corporate accountability. The current legal framework governing corporations places the interests of shareholders above all else, resulting in a profits-at-all-costs mentality that can incentivize harmful practices. While corporations may generate profits in the short term, the long-term costs of such practices can be devastating to the environment, workers, and society as a whole. The current framework fails to promote true corporate social responsibility, prioritizing the interests of a small group of wealthy individuals over the well-being of the broader community. Legal challenges. The path to reforming the current legal framework for corporations is not a simple one. It requires a multifaceted approach and a tenacious effort to overcome powerful interests that are invested in preserving the status quo. Public awareness and support for reform are also critical to building the momentum needed to enact meaningful change. But let's not lose sight of the big picture. The current system is not working, and it's time to create a more equitable and sustainable corporate landscape. Shadow board approach. That is why we're advocating a shadow board approach. The shadow board is a representative body composed of stakeholders with a diverse range of interests, including workers, customers, communities, and the environment. It is designed to bring different perspectives to the table, ensuring that decisions made by the corporation take into account the interests of all impacted parties, not just those of shareholders. This approach acknowledges that corporations have an impact on a wide range of stakeholders, from workers and customers to communities and the environment. By giving a voice to these diverse stakeholders, the shadow board model seeks to balance the interests of shareholders with the broader public good. Case studies. There are a few examples of corporations that have implemented shadow boards, but they are not as widespread as we might hope. Here are a few examples. Unilever's Sustainable Living Advisory Council has helped the company set ambitious sustainability goals, such as reducing greenhouse gas emissions and increasing the use of sustainable packaging. It's also led to more transparent reporting on sustainability performance and engagement with stakeholders on sustainability initiatives. Patagonia's Stakeholder Council has helped the company prioritize sustainable and ethical practices, including using renewable energy, paying employees a living wage, and donating 1% of sales to environmental causes. It's also helped build trust and loyalty with customers who care about these issues. Danone's Sustainable Development Council has helped the company prioritize sustainability in its operations and supply chain. The company has reduced water usage, increased use of renewable energy, and improved animal welfare in its supply chain. This has helped it win the trust of eco-conscious consumers and build a reputation for sustainability leadership. Benefits and limitations. The shadow board approach has the potential to transform the way corporations operate, by bringing diverse perspectives and societal values into decision-making. However, there are also potential challenges and limitations to this approach, which must be carefully considered to ensure that it is effective and sustainable. Potential benefits: increased transparency and accountability, improved engagement with stakeholders, better alignment of corporate decisions with societal values, enhanced creativity and innovation, as diverse perspectives can lead to new ideas. Potential limitations: potential conflicts with traditional governance structures, risk of greenwashing or tokenism if the board is not given real decision-making power, additional costs and complexity, as shadow boards require additional resources and processes. Conclusion and recommendations. In conclusion, the shadow board approach has the potential to transform the way corporations operate by providing a more inclusive and purpose-driven decision-making process. While there are challenges and limitations to this approach, its benefits, including improved transparency, accountability, and innovation, make it a valuable tool for policymakers and corporate leaders. Recommendations. Regulators should consider mandating shadow boards for certain industries or companies above a certain size. Corporate leaders should actively engage with stakeholders to determine their priorities and incorporate them into their decision-making. Shadow boards should have clear mandates and roles, and be given real decision-making power. Companies should be transparent about the work of their shadow boards and communicate their impact to stakeholders. Efforts should be made to ensure diversity in terms of gender, race, and other factors to ensure that the shadow board reflects the communities impacted by the company's decisions. Author Edwin Corver. Edwin Corver is a polymath celebrated for his mastery of systems thinking and integral philosophy, particularly in intricate business transformations. His company, Cross Silo, embodies his unwavering belief in the interdependence of stakeholders and the pivotal role of value creation in fostering growth, complemented by the power of storytelling to convey that value. Edwin pioneered the Round Map, an all-encompassing business framework. He envisions a future where business harmonizes profit with compassion, common sense, and equitability, a vision he explores further in his forthcoming book, Leading from the Whole. View all posts.